It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An official with the Wisconsin Senate is resigning after an investigation. No one's saying what Michael Queensland is accused of, but he'd been suspended from his job as state Senate chief clerk since late August. Queensland has denied the allegation. Reporters have put in a public records request, but it has not been fulfilled. Lawmakers on two committees will take a look at a proposed $3 billion Wisconsin state income tax cut today. Here's Nate Wegehout.
The bill is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue and the Joint Finance Committee. Under the bill, single taxpayers making up to around $304,000 and married couples making up to around $405,000 would see cuts. The bill would also eliminate income taxes on retirement income up to $100,000. The bill passed in the Assembly earlier this month. If passed by the Senate, it's almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Time is running out for Congress to avoid a government shutdown. U.S. House Republicans aren't unifying behind any proposal. Wisconsin Republican Brian Stile tells WISN-TV's Up Front he's not giving up. Oh, meanwhile,
the whole process is broken and needs to be rewritten. That said, often just before the deadline is when a deal is struck.
Democrat Mark Pocan tells WISC's For the Record he'll believe it when he sees it.
That they're going to do all 11 appropriation bills in the remaining handful of days that we have on the floor, which is impossible.
The best chance to avoid a shutdown is a continuing resolution. The old notion that opposites attract appears to be debunked, Roz Brown explains.
According to analysis of more than 130 traits in a study that included millions of couples over more than a century, the authors found that partners are more likely to be similar than wildly different. Tanya Horwitz, a doctoral student at the University of Colorado, says some 82 to 89% of traits analyzed, ranging from political leanings to substance use habits, revealed people tend to find partners with similar habits.
People meet the people they get into relationships with often within social networks.
Horwitz says the analysis shows individuals tend to partner with those who are different for only 3% or less of the traits studied. I'm Roz Brown.
The Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. No one won last night's drawing, so the prize for Wednesday night's drawing stands at $835 million with a cash value of about $390 million. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. You can expect to see a heavy police, fire, and EMS presence this morning near ERCO Worldwide. They will be shutting down Highway 73 from the corner of Highway 54 to Wilhorn Road for hazardous material training. It will take place from 8 to 11 this morning. There is no danger to the public and no hazardous material will be released. Two young women in Wisconsin Rapids have earned the rank of Eagle Scout. News 9 reports Maribel Miller and Natalie Dillon of Troop 9118 are the first young women in the area to earn the title. Representative Scott Krug attended the ceremony celebrating their achievement. Mid-State Technical College ranks number one in growth out of 16 technical colleges in Wisconsin, with a jump of almost 30% to their enrollment last year. The college is increasingly known for innovating to meet the needs of local businesses and students. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR Civic Media News.
The Brewers host the Cards. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are down to their last six games of the regular season, all home games, at American Family Field in Milwaukee. This weekend, it's the Cubs. Tonight, they open a three-game series against the Cardinals. St. Louis in last place in the NL Central, 20 games behind the Brewers. Milwaukee with a magic number of one. They just need one win to clinch winning the division. The Brewers coming off a 6-1 loss to Miami on Sunday. Outfielder Sal Frelick.
I mean, upset we lost, obviously, because we lost the game, but when it comes to clinching. Like, I think we're in a great spot. We have a big homestand to do it at, so it'll be exciting. Looking forward to getting it done.
Tonight, it's Zach Thompson on the mound against the Brewers' Adrian Houser. The team with the best record in baseball is the Atlanta Braves, now 100 wins versus 56 losses. The Crew is 88-68. College football, Wisconsin Badgers kicker Nathaniel Vaikos has been named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after kicking 3 field goals and 3-point answer touchdowns against Purdue. Vaikos now 7 out of 7 for the year so far. Wisconsin is 3-1. They face Rutgers at Camp Randall next. The start time announced Saturday at 11 a.m. on October 7th. This is their bye week. NFL Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says the next player on his team who fumbles can find himself on the bench. Minnesota near the bottom of the league in turnovers, including 7 lost fumbles. They are 0-3. Last night on Monday Night Football, another doubleheader. The Eagles beat the Bucks in Tampa Bay 25-11. Philly remains undefeated. The Bengals held on to defeat the Rams 19-16. The Packers getting ready to host the Lions on Thursday Night Football. Green Bay's Rashawn Gary with 3 sacks Sunday against the Saints, just 10 months after surgery for a torn ACL. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry:
it means so much to him with what he's gone through the last 10 months.
Linebacker Rashawn Gary:
we just knew that if we take it play by play and play to our standard, we'd be fine and come out with a win, and thank God we did.
That's Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going, Paul?
Doing well. How about there?
Not bad here. We've been getting rain on and off, just like you told us we would yesterday.
It's almost like he's the weatherman or something.
It's like he's clairvoyant or something. Tell us how you do it, Paul. what are your tricks? He's some sort of magician, this guy.
Share this magic.
What do you see in your crystal ball as far as for today and the next couple of days, Paul?
The conditions still same with the showers on and off here today. So, not quite done yet with this system. It's been over us here for quite some time now. But as we get into the day tomorrow, looks like the rain chances starting to diminish. Still maybe just a spotty couple of showers tomorrow. And then after that, we start to dry out Thursday into the weekend. Also starting to warm up as we get into that weekend outlook. So, if you thought we are done with the 80s, I think we'll get a couple more days of that as we get to the weekend. Probably even into next week, some more 80-degree temps. Looks like we're still on track to about mid-60s today with some of the showers, a few thunder showers as well. East winds 5 to 15, some scattered showers, a thunder shower into tonight, 57. So a couple showers possible Wednesday, otherwise cloudy at 66 tomorrow, mid-50s, cloudy Wednesday night. Still more clouds for Thursday, 69, 52 Thursday night. Looks like clouds breaking up more so by Friday, 74. And then a mix of clouds and sun that weekend, forecast about 80 Saturday, Sunday, even some more low 80s in the next week. So certainly feeling more of a summer-like start into October than that first month, full month of fall upcoming here.
Might have to put off the long sleeves for a little bit.
To put them away for a little bit again. Mm. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there. Our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Pull out the sweaters.
It's such a Wisconsin thing. I don't know if anybody else saw a couple of the articles that came out on some of the news outlets yesterday, but some really interesting winter weather ahead for us. We are looking at a drier winter, which isn't the greatest for our ag industry around here.
No. It was a very dry summer. We're definitely in drought. So all of this rain is hard as it is to have it all back to back, I mean, we do need it.
I'm just thinking of our ag industry. Every time I get my shoes get wet, my socks get wet, I'm like, they need it, so put up with it.
I don't know, it's our food supply. Kind of important.
Seems important. We've got some important sort of things coming up for you. We got to get into. I want to touch on the percentage of us that believe the drivers would be safer if they didn't have GPS. That is coming up. We are also going to get into in the little bit late in the 9 o'clock hour. We got some entertainment news for you. Tell you about what Ryan Seacrest is going to do different with Wheel of Fortune. There is a TV show that is beloved that is in the works, a remake that is in the works. So we got to touch on that.
Uh oh.
And afterwards, we'll get into the most popular alcohol by state. Got that one coming up. And after Melissa's news, we're going to tell you where love comes from.
Where love comes from.
Yeah, when you feel love, where do you feel it? We're going to tell you love's hometown. We're going to get into that a little bit later. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, of course, some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day, all of this coming up for you. But, Melissa, I wanted to get into this with you yesterday. Didn't have a chance. I tried a tea this weekend. I think calamine. Is that what they call it?
Chamomile?
Chamomile, yeah. Had some honey in it, calamine. It was great. It was really good.
It's a very delicate and delightful tea.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And my throat felt better afterwards. It even settled my stomach a little bit, which I really needed. It was really helpful. Okay. It was really good. And I really haven't had a tea I despise, but I haven't had one that jumped out at me yet. This one came the closest so far.
Okay.
Or maybe I just am doing this wrong. Maybe I need to go back to my old friend soda and try this. Putting tea bags in Sprite. That was my reaction too. So what's your gut instinct to this, good or bad? The newest food trend on TikTok is to add tea bags to bottles of Sprite. You can use 7-Up as well. Or really any lemony lime soda. Basically, you're just making caffeinated iced tea with a citrusy twist built in.
Mm-hmm.
You can use
any... bubbles.
And bubbles, yes. Yeah, good thing to mention there. You can use any tea, but the TikTok hack is, specifically suggests 2 bags of Lipton black tea.
Yeah, it's probably the strongest caffeinated tea out there.
Is it? Okay, that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure.
I like black tea, so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You open a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite, drink a little bit to make room, add 2 tea bags, turn the bottle over, and let them steep in the fridge for 20 minutes. Then you squeeze some lemon juice in and pour it over ice. A restaurant in Malaysia posted a video recipe in July, but TikTok just launched into it in the past couple weeks. Would you try this?
Yeah, I'd try it.
Doesn't seem too bad to try, right? I don't mind Sprite, and I'm trying to give teas a chance, so.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of sugar, obviously, because soda has a lot of sugar.
Mm.
So you're kind of losing the good benefits of drinking tea.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, iced tea, when it's sweetened, also has a ton of sugar in it. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of a horse piece if you like... If you like drinking iced tea and you, it'd be worth a try. I'd try it.
It could be. It might not be worth it. It might be worth trying at the very least. Yeah. And we've got to touch on this one right here, too, because we, of course, here at WFHR, and every once in a while over on WIRI, we cover world records. We like to cover world records around here. We were talking about one just earlier that we will talk about again a little bit later, tomorrow. But right now, an Idaho man broke his own Guinness World Record by catching 39 grapes in his mouth in 1 minute while juggling.
Man's got a big mouth.
Yeah.
Or very small grapes.
Yes. One or the other. David Rush, who has broken more than 250 Guinness World Records, teamed up with Jonathan Hollywood Hannon to break the record. They originally set at 35 grapes. We've done enough of these now where I know the name David Rush. Like, I'm familiar with him. He has done, as I just told you, 250 of these. At least a handful that we have done, we have covered, he has been a part of.
Well, it's funny that the people who set these records and then they break their own records. I find that funny.
Yeah. I don't say this in a cruel or mean way at all. I honestly mean that. But I gotta know what he does for a living. How does he have the it's one thing to have the time to even do these, but you gotta practice. Mm-hmm. You gotta have the time to think them up and practice.
It's not like you can just do it once and get the record.
Yeah. I gotta know what is the job that he has that he has the free time to be able to do this. I'm so curious. I'd love to know what he's up to, how he makes a living, because I mean, he's been doing these for a long time, and it seems to be working out all right for him.
Yeah, and you don't get any economic compensation for being entered into the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, no.
I just looked it up. You will not receive a single euro, pound, or dollar for breaking a record.
I think that's something like, and I don't want to say in their charter, but for lack of a better way of putting it, in their charter kind of thing. Like, you can't do these things for money. I think that's really cool, actually. I think that's a very cool part of it.
Well, it is, because if they monetized it, then people would be finding a way to, you know, do it. It kind of take away the essence of it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. In the spirit of it. You know, it's kind of cool to me that as much as things grow and advance and evolve, there are some things that we've hung on to. Our Guinness records, you know, doing this and making a big deal out of it, having fun with it, and how we change tires. It's just no change. We're changing tires the same way we did back in the 1900s.
You're stuck on that. How do you expect them to change it?
I don't know. Come on, science. Come on. Where's my hovering car?
What a car that automatically changes its own tires.
That's all. I don't think I'm asking much. I don't.
Or tires that don't pop.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that too. Either one is all right.
Don't deflate.
I'm willing to budge and go with either or. You know what? I've changed about at least 9 to 10 tires in my life.
Foam tires. We need them to be foam.
Oh, there we go. How about bouncy, like tires that bounce? Because what could go wrong there? What could go wrong?
Right. You know, because metal and bolts, you know, fine if they get jostled around.
We're driving around in bouncy houses. What could go wrong?
That's what your shocks are for.
There you go. We will take a break. Nothing.
Because James and I know nothing about cars.
We're going to do some studying. We'll come back. We'll know more. And we'll have Misty's many birthday and anniversary for you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 64. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Happy birthday, sweet, sweet baby.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to do some celebrating and join our friends over at Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang there a great day from all of us at WFHR. And Melissa, I'm going to need you to do a little work this morning.
Alrighty.
I need a 1 through 4.
Ooh, I choose 4.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Katie Cronstadt.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Enjoy your day, Katie. Hope it is a good one. Mm-hmm. We want to wish a very happy birthday to Carol D. Slover.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Hope it's a great day, Carol. Enjoy it. And our also another birthday to Carrie Corin.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy the day, Carrie. And our qualifier, celebrating her birthday, Sandy Sanger.
Happy birthday, Sandy, and congratulations.
Congrats, Sandy. Enjoy the day. Hope it's a memorable one for you and everybody out there celebrating a birthday and anniversary. Get us more of these, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And there is another way you can... God, there's another...
Call in. 424-2600.
Yeah.
That's a 715 area code. Or... one button dialing on the Civic Media app.
Go ahead and wherever you get your apps, download the Civic Media app right now. We'll wait. and go ahead, call up anytime, especially with our birthdays and anniversaries. We love hearing from you. And a big shout out to all of our European listeners. We appreciate our friends in Sweden and Finland listening in and giving some feedback. And did I tell you yesterday, Melissa, that
you did. You haven't sent me the email yet.
Oh shoot. Okay, I got to look that up. I got to find that. I'm sorry. I will send that over. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Looking at our celebrity list, first up, we wish Zoe Perry a happy 40th birthday. She is Sheldon's mom on Young Sheldon. My dad
I've always liked the name Zoe.
It's a great name. I love that name. Both of my daughters were almost named Zoe. that is how much I love that name. She does a really good job on that show. I don't watch it, but my dad likes it a lot, and he's a fan of hers.
Yeah, I only caught like a little bit of it, but I think I was at a restaurant and I couldn't hear it, so I could only see it.
My opinion, I think the greatest tennis player I've ever seen, Serena Williams, is 42 today. Mm. I grew up in a house that really my mom and her sisters really liked tennis, grew up enjoying it. And then when I fractured my ankle and tore my ACL and MCL, they told me that tennis would be a great way to, you know, get it back in shape and a great way to keep my agility and my flexibility, because that was really important. I wanted to be able to still run. So I picked up tennis and started playing and started watching it even closer. I've watched the men's side, the women's side. I am a typical American. I am a homer for our American players. So I might be a little bit biased here, but I have never seen dominance on the tennis court like I saw with Serena Williams.
The woman is an Amazon.
She's just amazing.
Very impressive.
Not to mention one of our, you know, right there with most majors of all time, right at the top, top two, top three, I believe. And one of those majors she won while pregnant. I don't think that I ever saw McEnroe do that. Just an incredible, incredible athlete and human being. And what her and her sister did with tennis is the only equivalent is what Tiger Woods did with golf. It's the only real comp for it. Or I guess you could say what the Dream Team did with basketball around the world and bringing in more. But I don't think that there's really a comp for what Serena and her sister did. Because where Tiger came from, not a life of privilege per se, but a good life. The Williams sisters are from Crenshaw. I mean, they're from the projects, baby. They did this from the ground up. And it is just more impressive. Let's see here. Linda Hamilton is 67.
Wow.
Sarah Connor from The Terminator. big fan of Miss Hamilton. Big fan. Great actor. Great actor.
Oh, yeah. I loved her in, what was it? Dante's Peak.
Oh, yeah, she was really good in that. Yeah, her and Pierce Bronson.
With Pierce Bronson.
Kind of an underrated movie. I thought that was better than I went into it not expecting much. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of along the lines of Twister.
Yes, yeah. Melissa Sue Anderson is 61. She is Mary on Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Yeah. Good actor.
I always loved her because she shares my name.
There is something about that with when you see your name in like in movies and TV shows. I was the same way. I'm the same exact way. James McAvoy, one of my favorite actors. Cesar Rosas is 69, amazing lead singer of Los Lobos. Got a lot of great songs, Los Lobos, over the years, but I think most popular, of course, is La Bamba from the La Bamba movie. Their version of the Ritchie Valens classic. It's one of the best parts of the movie is the music video that came out with it back when music videos were a thing. The end of the song is them kind of acoustically playing more of a mariachi kind of style with Lou Diamond Phillips sitting there with them. And because he is so attached to Ritchie Valens, there's such a cool, like, kind of like... I don't know. I don't want to say passing of the torch or a full circle kind of moment, but it's Like a lot of these artists that we lost, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, you know, any of these guys, I can't help but wonder what it would have been like if they made it to old age. If they had made, you know, if they had been able to be like some of our current artists. Melissa and I were just talking about George Strait being 71 and still touring, you know, that kind of thing. I've always wondered what it would be like to see what these artists, what they would have done, what they could have accomplished. And the end of that music video just kind of felt like that to me. Like it could have seen Richie Valens playing with Los Lobos.
Yeah.
Brian Ferry is 78. Roxy Music genius. Just Brian Ferry and his music library is it speaks for itself. Incredible, incredible library. And Melissa and I touched on this earlier on our sister station, Whiz Country 105.5 WIRI, where you can catch the Sunrise Show 7 to 8 Monday through Friday. Today would have been Olivia Newton-John's 75th birthday.
Yeah.
Born in 1948, passed away in 2022. Singer, dancer, actor, philanthropist, just a giver, you know. There's so much about her life and her legacy that I don't really know how we can even though we've had now two opportunities to talk about her, I don't know how to wrap up her career. I don't know how you sum up somebody who was so iconic, did such great work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have a way for us to get to tribute her and for her to help her continue doing her great work even now. You can be a part of Savor the Arts, a great show coming up in March. You can get your tickets right now for Always Olivia. It's a great concert from Annie Aiello and her Chicago-based band pay tribute to Olivia Newton, music that spanned more than a decade. At the age of 7, Annie's passion for performance was sparked by this star, by Olivia Newton-John. This is such a cool thing. And if that ain't cool enough, the Arts Council is also teaming up with Aspirus to raise funds for locally for their Women's Cancer Patient Fund. $3 of each adult ticket purchased will be donated to this fund, in addition to an opportunity to donate separately, which you may do by going to alwaysoliviatribute.com, alwaysoliviatribute.com.
That's wonderful and so important and needed in our community.
Yeah, yeah. Cancer is still whooping us. Cancer is still beating us. and anything we can do to bring awareness, to take care of this, it's on all of us. This fall, I look at history with a very big perspective, a wide-angle perspective. And I was talking about this the other day about how I don't believe going forward from 2023 on, any animal should go extinct. Zero. None. I don't care what the circumstances. I don't care what we got to do. We cannot let this happen. It falls on all of us. I don't care if you're sitting there saying, what did I do? I've just been sitting here watching TV all the time. That's it. You ain't done nothing. We cannot let these things happen. And in my lifetime, I would like to see us put a dent. I'm just looking for a dent in cancer. Not even saying like curing one cancer would be great, let alone I'll settle for a dent in cancer right now. That's how important this is. And that's how much cancer has been whooping our tails for decades. It's time we fight back. It's time we stand up to cancer and push back. And get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com for that great concert coming up.
Yeah, and that's a way that you can help and also get some Olivia Newton-John music in your life.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Katie Cronstadt, to Carol D. Slover, and to Carrie Coram.
Happy birthday, ladies.
And a very happy birthday to Sandy Sanger, our qualifier today.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Well, you said ladies. I didn't even catch that before. All women that we had today. Four women. That's great. That's great. That's awesome. We encourage every one of you on our list and every one of you out there to meet our friends at Misty's over at Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stidaway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 17-year-old Marshfield High School student was killed in a two-vehicle crash on Friday morning. Sophia Smurs from Junction City died at the scene of the crash at County Highway Y and Shady Road. The crash happened a little before 6 a.m. on Friday morning. Smurs was traveling west on County Highway Y, and 46-year-old Jason Peterson of Arpin was traveling north on Shady Road when the two vehicles collided. Peterson's injuries are unknown. He was transported to Marshfield Medical Hospital.
The Wood County Sheriff's Department and the Wisconsin State Patrol are still investigating the crash. Students heading to Rib Mountain Elementary yesterday morning had a scary ride when the bus left the road and went through a ditch. News 9 reports there were about 20 students on the bus when the kids say the bus driver passed out. It happened on County Highway NN and Partridge Drive in the town of Rib Mountain Monday morning on their way to school. All of the children were seen at Aspirus in Wausau, and a few had minor injuries. The school district will have additional counselors at Rib Mountain Elementary to support students and their families on Tuesday. There will be a full-scale hazardous materials incident training exercise in Wood County today involving more than six local agencies. The Wood County Local Emergency Planning Committee, along with Wisconsin Emergency Management, is hosting the training to ensure that responders from multiple agencies can effectively coordinate their efforts in the event of a real emergency. The training will take place from 8 to 11 this morning at ERCO Worldwide. They will close down an area on Highway 73 from the corner of Highway 54 to Wilhorn Road. There will be a heavy police, fire, and EMS presence, but there is no danger to the public and no hazardous materials will be released. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 64. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 66. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good morning out there. Thanks for hanging out with us. Good stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into this whole how many of us think we'd be better drivers without GPS. That's coming up. But right now, got an interesting one here involving... cramps, panic attacks, and tough workouts, and a quick fix for all of them.
Okay.
So let's see here. There are actually some really tough situations in adult life where Sour Patch Kids can come to the rescue. Yes. So this comes to us from lifehacker.com. You can go to lifehacker.com to find the complete list and a little more details involving them. Let's get into some of these, though, Melissa. So when it comes to cramps, something I know zero about. Sour Patch Kids can help you when you're cramping up. The theory, extreme sour foods trigger a specific set of receptors in your brain that stop cramps. They can also try, you can also try pickle juice to cure cramps, but that's less tasty.
Well, unless you like pickle juice.
I heard that one from my mom before. My mom and sister talking about that one, the pickle juice thing, in part because my sister loves pickle juice. but otherwise, I had not heard this before. That's that's a new one.
Well, and this isn't just like menstrual cramps. It's muscle cramps, too.
Right, right. Which I thought was interesting because the pickle juice thing I thought was just for cramps. And then when I was in track and field, my dad told me about this. So,
yeah, like if you get a Charlie horse or you get one muscle cramping up.
Yeah. How about panic attacks? When you feel a panic attack coming on, eating something sour like Sour Patch Kids gives you an intense sensory experience that can break you out of your spiral and help ground you.
It
wasn't that long ago, but I haven't dealt with these as much as I used to when I was younger. It's gotten a lot better. But when I was younger, when I was dealing with these, candy was somewhat helpful. Music was really helpful. Music is what helped me, which, like a lot of things in life, seems to be my answer for a lot of stuff. Music. Just listen to music. That'll help. I got a headache. Music. Oh, wait a minute. Panic attacks did seem to help me with that, so I don't know. But if that doesn't work for you, or if you are somebody that struggles with these things, you'll try it. Panic attacks are not cool. Not cool.
No. It does seem... It's almost okay. You're having a panic attack, so you shock your system with something sour. It's an interesting take.
Yeah,
but if it works,
it's a little. There is a movie, Major Pain, with Damon Wayans, and he's playing a drill sergeant and all that. And there's this kid who's crying. And he goes up to him and he goes, "Let me see your finger." And he's threatening, like he's going to break the kid's finger so that he's focusing on that and not the other pain. Like it feels like that. It feels like you're just trading one for another almost.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny movie.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I love David Wayans. Tough workouts. Now I am feeling this one right now. My back is on fire. When you finally made it to the gym, but you don't have the energy to keep going, high sugar candies like Sour Patch Kids are a good way to get some fat carbs into your system to give you a boost.
Kind of seems like the opposite of a healthy workout.
Doesn't
though.
Feel like it. It feels a little bit like you're taking like one step forward. I will say that finding alternatives to like energy drinks is always a positive. I will encourage everybody to do that. Anything that is literally destroying the inside or the inside lining of your stomach doesn't seem like a good thing.
No.
And I know people who get ulcers, who have struggled with, not just with those drinks, but with the after effects of taking them for years and years and years.
No thanks.
I got at least two good friends of mine in different parts of the country that are struggling with this right now because of energy drinks. And that is what their doctors have told them. Those energy drinks, they don't care about you. they do not care. They want your money and that's it. They don't. After that, they're done. Their legal obligation is done. They don't care.
Well, and also to note on that line, these life hacks are not necessarily doctor approved. So,
yeah.
Follow at your own risk.
Yeah. Maybe you're a little low on energy. Ginseng. It's a pretty good one. And they've been doing this, let me double check, thousands of years. Yes, thousands of years it's been working for energy. Ginseng seems like a pretty good one to go to. Maybe visit our friends at Family Natural Foods,
See if they've got something natural to help you.
Yeah. They'll be opening their doors in a little bit, and we say good morning to them. Let's get into this, Melissa. I think this is interesting. Do you use GPS a lot?
Well, I mean, if I'm going somewhere that I don't know where I'm going, I will use it. Yes.
I am like, I would think, good 80 to 90% of people out there, if not 100% of people out there, I'm really not good at being lost. I don't like it. I'm okay with finding my way no matter where I am. If I've been in the city once, if there is any advantage of having 10 different addresses before you're 10, you adapt. I don't get panicky or anything like that, but I just don't like it. And especially nowadays with the technology we have, I just figure, well, I'm going to use it. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and use the GPS or any of these things.
Well, and I appreciate that it talks to me now. I don't have to look at it.
Yes. Yeah. But I also like to test myself. I'm going up to Point today to do some podcasting with my oldest Bria. And where her house is, I've got that down. But leaving her house in all the one-way streets in Point. That one I'm not as familiar with, so I've been testing myself lately, and I'll have it up on my phone, but I won't be looking, or I have it off too, or the sound off.
Yeah, muted.
So I'm just testing myself to try to map it in my brain better and everything. But
if you get off track, you have that as a backup.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Yeah. Now, I'm, again, in case you're a new listener, I'm weird. So put me aside from this. Yeah, just in case, spoiler alert, just in case you were wondering till the end of the episode. No, you can know right now. I'm weird. A new poll asked people about GPS and safety, and 8% of people say drivers would be safest if they never use GPS. 8% of people believe that.
8%, okay.
23% say the opposite, that drivers would be the safest if they followed GPS all the time. 50% of people said it should be a blend, followed by GPS for some, but not all directions.
Well, I mean, as long as GPS is leading you correctly, sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So sometimes I drive to Sparta. So that's where my dentist is, and I love my dentist, so I go to Sparta. Mm. But the last several times that I've followed the GPS, I end up on a dirt road. For like, and it's not just a short stint, it's like 15 miles on a dirt road through cranberry bogs.
Yeah, that ain't right. I
still got there.
Yeah, that's true. That's how they get you, because they still do get you to your destination. You just end up taking like over the river and through the woods to get to grandma's house, you know.
And you know, when you're not on a time crunch, it can be fun to do that.
Yeah,
and it was interesting and it was pretty.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I met, there were maybe one or two houses along that 15-mile stretch, but no off roads. I did meet a delivery truck, so I knew it wasn't, you know, like a completely abandoned road or something.
Yeah, that's always nice. That's always nice.
It was an interesting drive.
I'll say this, too, about a long drive. This time of year, I'll take it. This time of year, I will take it. Going up to just a simple drive up to Point from Rapids to Point, I love it so much.
Oh, and the colors are really starting to show it all. It's gorgeous.
Yes, I'm going to be taking my time during that. I cannot wait. Now, there's a big difference for this based on age. For adults in their 20s, 36% say that they always are using GPS and think it's safer. That percentage drops 12% of 65 and older. Another 12% of old folks say it's safer to never use GPS compared to just 5% of young adults. So older people not as likely to trust or use GPS.
Well, I would say that some of that maybe is the difference of being used to formerly looking at a map.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas GPS now, and for those of us who are slowly graduating to cars that are capable of connecting to your phone and also then talking to you, or showing the map up on the screen on your car.
Yeah.
That's a world of difference between that and having to look at your phone while you're driving, because that is not safe. We all know that.
Yeah. I really do believe that everybody should be, you know, familiar with a map and how to use an old school map. But I also think that we evolved for a reason when it comes to this, you know, as far as being not having to look down, being able to be told and just hear and not having to visually look or take our eyes off the road for a second. Anything that does that, I'm all in favor of.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, get this misled, though, because I do think that everybody should learn how to read a map. I don't care how old you are or if you're, what am I ever going to use a map? Well, you're going to want to know if you need to. You're gonna want that, you know.
At some point, you may get lost and not have internet. So,
and I think
that map in your car is useful.
And again, I'm weird, but I do think that it's also kind of cool to know how to read a map. I think it's kind of good to know how to read
maps
a map. It's
are
something
cool.
fun. Yeah, they're interesting to me. It's an art, and it's a form, something that we've used for so long. I'd hate to see like lost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 57. Overcast, tomorrow chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 66. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Whether you're listening in California, New York, or of course here in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, where we call our home.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Wisconsin Rapids, broadcasting live and direct. No ChatGPT with us.
We make up our own stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We go into that a little bit here. OpenAI announced two new features. It can now listen and respond with Alexa, but smarter, and it can analyze photos and tell you things about them. The talk feature is getting the most attention. It can respond to a lot of things that Alexa and answers basically any question. It also sounds less robotic. To show it off, they asked it to come up with the original with an original bedtime story. Alexa uses pre-written stuff, but in the video, ChatGPT comes up with a new story on the fly and adds extra details.
All right.
The new photo feature might be even bigger deal, though, because you can use it like an AI teacher. The video for that one shows someone upload a photo of their bike and ask ChatGPT how to lower the seat. It tells them that their seat doesn't have a quick release, so they'll need an Allen wrench, ask them to share a photo of their toolbox, then tells them where the Allen wrenches are and what size to use.
Interesting.
Both features are being rolled out over the next 2 weeks, but the free version of ChatGPT won't have them yet. You have to subscribe to ChatGPT Plus for $20 a month. Good luck with that.
That's steep.
Yeah. All these things nowadays are all like nickel and dime and to get you to subscribe right. to these things and stuff. I don't have this fear of AI that it seems like some do. And the closest I have to this is what it can do to my industry with writing and acting. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of another subject and something that I think is I think it's going to work itself out, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think that it truly will. I think that people will speak up, and people are going to want real art, whether they realize it or not. Even if they're shaking their head at that right now, I think once you get some ChatGPT scripts, you're going to want us. You're going to want the writers. You're going to want the actors and everything. I feel confidently about that. And I'm not alone. I'm speaking with that of a lot of producers, a lot of casting directors, a lot of people who don't necessarily have a runner in the race.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm more concerned of is the idea that I don't know how to tie my shoes. I got to look at ChatGPT. I don't know how do I tie my shoes again? The idea that we would get so dependent on these things that we don't even know how to do anything on our own. That, to me, I'm not worried about the robots taking over and all these things. I'm more worried about human beings forgetting what it is to be a human being. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty. Sometimes you gotta. Now, I look at this as a little bit of an expansion of like the DIY projects. And hey, I want to know I want to know how to fix my carburetor. So I look it up online. I look at a YouTube video, and it tells me. And I, go ahead.
Well, and a lot of times you can find it online if somebody with the same, I don't remember what car part you said. Sorry,
carburetor.
Carburetor. Okay. Some vehicles don't even have those anymore, I don't think. But say you wanted to change your oil in your lawnmower. Mm-hmm. And if somebody out there in YouTube land doesn't have the exact same lawnmower that you have and made a video about it, it's not out there. But if ChatGPT, if you can, take a picture of it and it can access the World Wide Web and find it out there where it would be impossible for you to... I think the other application of this that is useful is for people who don't have a mentor in their life to teach them these things. My dad taught me how to change my oil when I was a kid, how to change the tire on my car, a teenager. Some teenagers don't have that option in their lives. So to be able to access something like this, I want to do this myself and I want to learn how. It's not like... It's a reference guide for life almost, which can be very helpful.
See, there's the balance that I hope we find, and maybe we have or we're working on it right now, is the idea of independence that these DIY videos can give. Hey, I can learn this myself, and I have a trait now. I have a new skill set added to my arsenal, and I think that is so cool. I don't care how old you are. Learning new things is always worth it and always fun.
It keeps us young.
Yeah, it really does. So there's that, and then what I was saying about losing independence and losing the ability. I don't want to tie my shoes. You do it, ChatGPT. that kind of thing.
So when your phone grows arms, that's when we need to worry.
That's where the real uprising happens. Why did we give them arms? What were we thinking? Well, as long as we don't give them legs, maybe. Maybe that's okay. It. Maybe we they're stuck right where they are. I don't know. I don't feel good about
that. People
can
walk on their hands. So
it's very true. It's very true. I don't know. I don't see any harm in this. I also don't see me or a lot of people paying 20 extra bucks a month for it.
That seems like a lot. Although it's a lot right now. That if enough people were to subscribe and get the ball rolling, eventually maybe the price would come down, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
I, like a lot of people, are cutting back on my streaming services. At least one or two.
You have to.
Yeah, with the rise of prices and everything. They live in such a bubble, they don't seem to realize. What they are thinking is, Right as it's not a coincidence, anybody. This is not a coincidence. The writers and actors strike is going on. And even with this tentative deal in place, you're going to still see this arise in your subscriptions. And if you call them and you ask why this is happening, they have people that are paid with a script to tell you that this is happening because of the crux that these producers are feeling because of the writers and actors strike. One note. If that was even a little bit true, they are bad at their job. They are not good at this. That is the same thing as a owner of a sports team telling you, "Boy, I can barely make ends meet. I'm struggling right now. I just don't know how we're gonna make ends meet." You're bad at your job. This is business 101. Move on and let somebody else take over. If that is the case to these producers, I say it to any one of their faces. Move out of the way. Let somebody do the job that can actually make a buck. Because if you can't make money in these industries, that's on you. You're doing something wrong. These industries are printing money.
That's part of the problem, too. What can't they afford? Another new yacht? Another townhouse in, Switzerland? I'm sorry.
They raise the prices because the pinch gets felt by all of you, and then you turn on actors and writers.
It's a vicious cycle where they're turning us on each other when they're the problem.
We see this all the time in sports. Whenever there's a sports strike, the owners, the media, these greedy players wanting to get paid more. How dare they? Meanwhile, these owners are making billions hand over fist, and the players aren't supposed to, or actors or writers aren't supposed to want a piece of that when they're the ones that, when they made those billions off of our backs.
Right. They're doing the work.
But you're so right about this, though. Since I was a kid, I've never been able to understand when this stuff usually happens. What do fans do? They take the side of ownership, which makes no sense. You realize these owners don't care about you, right? They don't give a dang about
they
you.
They care about the money.
Half of them aren't even from the city. They don't even root for the team that they own. It's just a business opportunity for them. That's all it is. And producers of Netflix, of Apple, of Disney, they're the same as these team owners. It's no different.
Nope.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops.
you talk about cutting your subscription services down. I can't. I don't have any, James.
Nice. Nice.
I haven't subscribed to a single one because I don't want to.
Right.
I can't afford it.
That part I hear you, and being honest with you in the audience, I do a lot of this with my folks. Like my folks will have one subscription and I'll have another or something while we can do that. That's just what we've been doing. But like certain things, like so Netflix gone. Yeah. Don't even have Netflix anymore.
Nope.
Don't.
I watch free stuff on YouTube.
And I was just going to say, Melissa, I don't mean this as I'm not trying to take a shot at Netflix. I actually have a TV show that I'm contractually supposed to be keeping my hair long for with them. I have no idea if that's ever even going to happen. By the way, but when it comes to them and any of these other companies, I have to tell them, and I'll be very honest, I don't miss them. There was nothing on Netflix that I hadn't already watched that I'm like, all right, I'm good, and I moved on. They have done a very poor job of creating original content for themselves. And nothing in today's day and age, it is all about content, and it is specifically about original content. If you're creating original content, you are a gold mine. You are that part of the industry that is going to survive. And I'm not just talking about Netflix. I'm talking about anything in the entertainment medium.
Yeah, pretty hard to do that without writers.
Sure is. Thankfully, it looks like we are closer to the beginning of that, to the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. It's about time. I wanted to send a shout out to our great, the heart of the station, Pam Hilke, and her great job with her naming. We are doing this fun thing, Name That Chicken contest with our great friends at WizCountry 105.5 WIRI. You can go to wizcountry.com/chicken right now and get in the naming. Pam can't play, but she did give us a name, Rodney II.
After the very own Over the Back Fence chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Little Rodney or Rodney Jr. were good references as well. and we got a great message here to, and this was sent to Pam, Chicken Wrangler.
Yeah.
Hello, Pam and friends. How are things at the coop? That is that chicken that has no name, a guy chicken or a girl chicken? Chicken namers from all around the country need to know. Yours truly, Anna Nymus. Oh, God, I love that. Finding different ways to spell anonymous is what I love that. I'll never get enough of that.
Play on words.
But it's a good question, and it's up to you.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And
you can submit names from both genders.
Mm-hmm. You can submit up to three names, so you can have one or both or all three or, you know, however you want to do this. Just get it in before September 30th. That is the cutoff. Then October 9th through the 29th, we're going to have the pecking begin. A little bit of ranked choice voting we'll be doing.
Yes,
love
yes.
that. That worked out really good for you and I, Melissa. And have some fun with these hentastic prizes we have.
Yes, we have great prizes coming. Second and third place will receive vouchers for golf and zip lining and a night stay at the Chula Vista. Mm-hmm. And first place is a two-night stay at Chula Vista and more vouchers for eating out and golf and zip lining and some, you know, swag. And then what else, James?
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Get it over there. Enjoy this contest, everybody. Thank you so much.